The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
4,000 events are happening across the country during Culture Night 2018, which happens on September 21st. Next, one of Culture Night's ambassadors this year is author Derek O'Shea. And Derek joins us now. Welcome, Derek.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Good. Now, I'm assuming this is a gentleman who's very passionate about the Irish language. Your book is entitled Mother Folklore Dispatches from a Not-So-Dead Language. So do I take it some of the events that you're most enthusiastic about or maybe involved in promoting are the Irish language ones?
Yes, so there are some wonderful Irish language events that are going to be happening around the city and further afield, as well as lots of others. There's going to be dance events, poetry events, all sorts of things. Culture Night is something I've always been really interested in. I was actually volunteering it long before I was asked to be a spokesperson for it. So before I wrote my first book, this is something I was already involved in. So absolutely every part of it, I'm very, very excited about.
How is the book doing, by the way, I should ask? Mother Folklore. Do you think people are slightly more welcoming of the Irish language? You might have been a bit reticent to it because of the nature of your tweets and the podcast and the book.
I think possibly so. I mean, people have been very accepting and welcoming. People said really nice things about the book, and already the second book as well. Some of the advanced word has been extremely kind. So I think I was lucky that the Irish Poor Twitter account kind of arrived at almost the perfect time, and lots of other great things were happening in Irish, like pop-up Gaeltacht and things like that. And we just found that we landed on a crestal wave, and it's just been absolutely wonderful ever since. It's been a roller coaster.
The American president is coming over in a few weeks' time or a couple of months' time. Might you try to get a copy of Mother Folklore to him?
Well, I've... we could always try, but his own mother was a Scots Gaelic speaker, apparently. So that's fascinating angle.
Ah.
Yeah, she was. She was from one of the islands off the coast of Scotland, so that would have been her first language. I'm not sure if he has any of it himself.
Yeah, how similar is it? Do we know Scots Gaelic
to Scots Gaelic? There's similarities, but the fathers are going the other direction, and there's certain different points of pronunciation, but they are mutually intelligible. I think with one or two kind of a phonemy of sorts, but generally speaking, you'd find, say, like we'd say, they'd say coo more for a dog than for madra.
Okay.
And there's little things like that. So we would recognize that as being a lesser used word for a hound rather than kind of the go-to word for a dog.
Yeah, it is interesting. I was listening to your podcast a few weeks ago when you were talking about pride and LGBTQ and, as you said, QI, etc., and all the different terms that people use. And are people continually coming up with new terms in the Irish language? You know, people coming up with new translations of words all the time.
Yeah, it does seem that way. There seems to be great playfulness and creativity among Irish speakers and people with an interest in Irish, and as well as coming through activism. I've seen one case I was happy to be acquainted with was my friend Sinead Burke wanted a word for little person to be entered in the Irish dictionary. She did get Duine Beag accepted, and there was an entry because she didn't want she found that the older terms would have been something sensitive. But even for slang, for a hot take, the expression is smuin te, which is a kind of play on smuin te, meaning an opinion, and te meaning hot.
Yeah.
And it's kind of lots of clever puns and things like that. So there's a lot going on. And other terms, all you need to do is look on and see how kind of creative and funny people are being.
Yeah. Actually, it's a good point. How do you get words? So if you and your friends come up with an Irish translation for a word and you want it to be taken on board, you feel that the word isn't already out there, there isn't a proper Irish translation for, and there's lots of new, particularly technology terms that we have arisen in recent years that maybe there weren't Irish words for. How hard is it to get that word to be recognised then? Is it a case of getting whoever looks after the dictionaries, or how does it work?
Well, I suppose one way is to go ahead and use it, and to when it's demonstrated to be in use, that's one good way to show that to get it included. There's a terminology database who are run out of DCU who have committees who have meetings to consider new entries and translations, mm-hmm. and you will find that say some of the new technology words are kind of well rooted. Like if you think say we in the 1950s and before, words like fax and telephone were very close to the English words, whereas like we've wished for email is more like electronic mail, and even a reverb for a computer, if I used the word for a computer that was in the Middle Ages, the person who calculated when Easter was, which was the original computer. So the idea is why use a new word when an old one will do.
true. So going back to Culture Night, I think almost 500,000 people turned out last year for it. It happens as events across 26 counties. What will you be doing on the night?
Oh, I'm hoping to be involved in as many things as possible and to get out there, meet people, as many of the Irish language events. I can't wait to. One of my favourite things on Culture Night is to just like walk down like Thomas Street, James Street, see all the kind of the shops and places that are open, and then galleries and other artists and musicians just doing their thing all through that particular part of town. It's for me just being in the city centre at night with all these events open and the real kind of friendly family atmosphere that you have, which you don't always get at nighttime in Dublin. That's the biggest attraction for me.
And of course, the other thing is there's lots of music happening on the night. I know there's lots of Irish performers as usual, Luca Bloom and people like that are out there. But then you also have, apparently, there's going to be African dance, Palestinian Dabke and Irish Ceilidh taking place in Kerry. There's going to be Croatian artists will be installing a series of murals on the theme of love becoming a dictatorship. And that's in Galway, I think. Anyway, there's lots and lots of stuff happening across the country, and there's various workshops and exhibitions and live music and theatre, and then places to visit that you don't expect to be normally open at that hour. And that's all happening on Culture Night. The website address, as always, is culturenight.ie. Are you still looking? Do you know if they're still looking for volunteers, Darragh?
We are indeed, and it's as a former volunteer myself, I can tell you it's a wonderful way to meet people, to have a great time on the night, to actually be right there, right up close to some of the events that are happening, and it's they're still looking for volunteers. On the culturenight.ie website, you can go in there and get registering. They'll find something for you to do that'll suit your skills and abilities, and you'll have a brilliant time.
There you go. No excuse. Culturenight.ie is the website address. One of its ambassadors is Darragh O'Shea. Darragh, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Thanks, Orla.
Cheers. That's author Darragh O'Shea and his book entitled Mother Folklore, Dispatches from a Not-So-Dead Language.
News Talk 106 to 108.